Because the halachas are anything but obvious, right? They're not very obvious at all. They're actually very non-obvious. Okay? So I think we should continue, right? Where we started last week, we continued last week. And then we're going to go back to just summarize. Do you agree with that? Okay? Now we are in Nun Zayin, okay? In page Choftes Nun Zayin. The question is if the Emtza Tua Kia, there is air that comes out. Now, the idea of air, let me just tell you something. The question is, kol kolos kshirin b'shoifar, meaning any voice, any sound is kosher b'shoifar. We spoke about the kia has to be very straight, but it could be loud, it could be quiet, it could be very ways possible. The big issue is, what happens if it doesn't sound of kol, it's just forced air that comes out. Sometimes the kia doesn't come out, there's only forced air. So it's not a regular sound of shofar, but still some kind of a sound. Is that included in kol ha-koilus k'shirim ha-shofar? Shitas ha-orcha shulchan is that's not shofar. That's not kol shofar. Why? Because it says kol trua, so it has to be a blow. The fact that there is some kind of a forced air that comes out, even though it sounds a little bit, it's too quiet, it's not kol shofar. Now what's nafkimina legabe all of this is kol ha-orcha shulchan, right? Nafkimina is if in between blowing, there is a voice that comes out and it's air. Is this a call which is mafsik the shofar or not? So he says like this, if there is a just air without any sound, v'lo shomu bo kol shofar afilu lo kol chashalash, ela nishifas aviv belma, it was only air that came out, and is less than kidei nishima, okay? That's not a hefsek. As long as you blow 3 and you blow 9, it's fine, it's yoitzer. That's not a hefsek. In other words, air, which is less than 3, than kidei nishima. However, like everything else is complication, im b'emtza trua yotza over merube be'orach kidei nishima. What happens if it's a longer the kidei nishima? Yesh li stafek. Now you have a shaila, is this a kol shofar or not? That's mafsik. To the F, look what Shvorim, we can't deny him, okay? Because that's the question of Doruch HaShulchan. Doruch HaShulchan, the question is, air without sound, is that called a hefsek? If it's more than Kedin Nishima, he says like this, Im koidem ha'avir kvar osa truo Shvorim Kedin, if the first before blowing the air, you already have a shiur according to some shitas for Shvorim or truo, so the chelek hashen is an extra kia. On that, you have to go back to first kia kama. So in other words, if you blew out and in the middle, right? And so this is very common, there is air. And the air is longer than kidei nishima. If there is already something kosher beforehand, you cannot continue blowing. So you have to go back to kia kama. You see, Yanki? That's the idea. So if it's less than kidei nishima without the sound, that's okay. If it's more than kidei nishima, and even if there's no sound, because that goes into the Orcha Shulchan's issue. Because as long as people heard something, that could be a hefsek, and if it's a hefsek, it depends. If the first part was already kosher, the something is you have to do again. But if before the avir, there's not enough of a shiur of shvorim, so the chelek hasheni is not a hefsek, and it could continue. Is that clear? It's always the problem to have two. If you have two shvorim or two truas, then according to some shitas could be kosher, it's a problem and you have to go back to kia kama.
How much is kidei nishima?
Huh?
How long is kidei nishima?
Two shvorim is never kosher. No, never kosher. The question is trua, or if you did 3 shvorim, right? Yeah. And then you're mafsik, kidei nishima, you say kidei nishima, so then you go to the set. That's it. But two shvorim is never kosher. Two shvorim is not it. Right? So in other words, so now, this is kidei nishima. Kidei nishima is probably something, not a little thing, but something that's like a blow. You have to use your, but it's not very nogea. It's only nogea that got me the trua. In the middle of the trua that happens. Yeah. Trua, see, Shvorim is complicated, but Trua is the one that creates the most problems. That's Lemaisa, Trua is the one that creates the most problems.
So the Rashi.
for the Rashi, and will we have your 1-3? Yes, for the Rashi, because according to Rashi, 3.
Let's say according to Rashi's sheet, if you blow a shura, you three shurim to the is ready a shura. So if that happens, and what are we going to do? If the thousand blows, if the ten blows a shura, it gets caught after the first three.
So he says, we're going to take a look at what he says. No. If he does 33, you have to. So he says, we're going to see it again, that you should finish the Tkiah. Again, that's how they do it in Ebra. They finish the Tkiah and then they go back to the Seder. Yes. Because this.
That's just for the heebie jeebies. That's for heebie jeebies.
So the Gershon Edelstein.
That's for the heebie jeebie people. I don't know if there's a really
yes.
way.
He says like this. I'll tell you what he says. Okay? We spoke about these things. We say that I'm going to go back, so let's go skip to this. This is Sabbath Dalet. Eitzaguna, Shemira Tos Oto Bem Saseder. There is a Tos Bem Saseder. This is what Rav said. This Mamish, that's very common. You blow three truas. You cannot blow again, because then it's for sure no good. So what do you do? So he says, Ve'echlit, and you have to go always back to Tiakama. You have to go to the first Kiyah. So he says, the Eitzah Haguda is loy afsig ben zaseder. Don't stop. Ela isay moisoy. Finish the Seder. And then add an extra Seder.
I think you're just going to confuse more people.
Yes?
You don't do that.
Okay.
It's just going to make it more confusing. People don't start hedging.
So that's it. So go back.
I think go back.
So go back. I told you, because according to Rashi, you're Yoitzah. That's the problem. If you're Yoitzah according to Rashi, you'll have a problem.
Now we just have to make clear that people realize, as far as Kavan, which we'll talk about later, that the Kavan that they should...
That's the Kavan of it all. So good out of one because.
If we're going to start again, so again, you did a Tkia, a good Tkia, a true that was cut off in the middle, so it's too short for us to be able to see all the sheep for us to be able to Rashi, so you want to do it again. So you're going to go back to the Tkia Kama, everybody's listening, they might think it's going to the...
Yes.
We have to make some kind of.
So here we're going to announce here. This is what is going to go now. So if you look at Nam Tesayat, Sorech Litkiya Kama, if you're supposed to blow the first Kiya, Veto Vechosher, and by mistake you thought about Tokiya that you're going to Tkiya Basra. You mistaken between the first Kiya and the last Kiya. Vehem Behipo, Shasarit Liabata Vetoshin Kama, we know the outside Kiya, there's no problem. Because the Kavona to the in the same Seder, the Kavona to the first Kiyah and the last Kiyah, they're interchangeable. Shita Sarambam, they can actually add together tonight. That's the problem.
I said it was wrong.
No. The wrong is right, because the next issue is, what happens if you go, Aval oimet the Seder Echod, v'kiven l'shir Seder Acher. Let's say you did the Tkiyah Batra of Shvorim, and you're going to go now to start Tkiyah Kama of Trua. And you know that they are mutually exclusive because we do ala sofek. So if you think that you are doing the kivirit kuat kiyah shesedach, you had kavona to blow tarat, but you really had to blow the last kiyah of tashat, loyol soloit kiyah, then that kiyah is possible. That kiyah cannot work. Why? Because you have kavona for something which is not a mitzvah. And this could be even kavona afchit. You're thinking that you are blowing this kiyah for tarat and you need for tashat. And if Tarat is right, Tashat is not. But if you need it for Tashat, Tarat is not. So you to kill a shir, it's nothing. So that's the problem.
So between the Tashat and Tarat, so that's first, that's where the problem is. But if it's within the Seder,
is right.
So
that's it.
You're not sure.
Maybe you only be with Tarat, lo yisol
atkiya. If you stop in the middle of a true and you have to do the key again, the worst of the things you're doing the end of the Tarat.
Yes.
So then there's no. Right.
But the Oilam thinks that you're continuing.
The worst Oilam thinks is you're doing the Tkiyah Basra of Tarat.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal.
No. It's absolutely right. The only problem is if you did finish the Seder and they realize that you made a mistake. Now, this is like this. How do you avoid the issue for the Tzibur making the mistake that you are? Because sometimes the Tzibur doesn't know. The Tzibur thinks that you're doing the next one and you're doing the first one in a case like this. So what he says like this, Vistabe shirin rachi gam lashoinim shim kivinu l'seder achir lo yolsolim kiyah v'dovar amotzi. Very, very common it is that you go back and they don't realize that you're going back. Shira takola meseder achir shil tashra v'tokiyah chuzir l'tchilat haseder. So this is, you make a mistake at the end of tashra, you go back and people think that you're going to the next one. V'tzorech lo idiyam. Therefore, it's very important to be moidiyah. Now, big question is, sometimes you don't. So the best etza, as we spoke about, Rabbi Lapian says that you should announce before the tkiyah that people should be mechaved al dasa tkiyah. People should be mechaved al tkiyah is thinking. So people should divorce themselves from deciding what it is. Whatever the tkiyah is blowing, that's the one that's going there. And Rabbi Lapian says, "Ukishagon tzelik Lapian, haya makriya imachrizim choizim al tkiyahs." Lechaven adaita debal tokia. Shem choizrim al atkiyas. If you choizrim al atkiyas, lechaven adaita debal tokia. Right? That's how people with Eidus, by the Lapian of the Maki, in Fahsin, that's what they did. Okay? Now he says like this, V'yesh mekoimes, okay, uberov mekoimes, v'chen uir agris il Yoshev, v'chen ire shesoyim chishekavon atza shoyim istom al mashechaven al tokia. The kavon, the default position you assume that people are mechaved.
It's okay.
It's okay, but you should do. Right. That is the. That's what he says. Now he continues. He says the last 40 koilos are in the Gashkenaz, or the Shtiler Kiyas for Shmon Esrei, right? The Shtiler Shmon Esrei for Ashkenazvar. The 40 koilos afterwards, they are just extra, right? They are only to get to the 100. In Torah, there's no machzor. This is on a chumrah. We do it. Kiva shekva yotzuk with the kriyas the yushal demiyot. The bismanein ushchiach. The only issue is the women. If the women come, you have to make sure that the women listen to good kriyas. Okay. Now in Lamed Beis is the famous.
So no major hakpada on
the chazor. The shtilus. But now chazor asashatz. We'll tell you again. Chazor asashatz is the ikar at kriyas. Ikar at kriyas. Is Chazor Sashat. That's Malchus Zichron Zeshefor, is Chazor the Messiah.
That's probably the 40 you just said.
Huh?
No. Ashkenaz does after, it's far does before.
Right. So why by Ashkenaz are the last 40 not as important?
Because they're after Shema Esrei.
This is the 60 to 90.
Yeah, 100%. It's a great 40. Question.
It's in between.
It's not. It's in between. Let me tell you something. Chazal or Mesakin like this. 30 koilos is the Raisa. Chazal or Mesake, that the 30 koilos should be said within a narrative, within a text. And the text, Chazal or Kovea, is a Chazor HaSashatz of Malchus Zichron Tzeshavitz. So, interestingly enough, technically, you're Yoitze with the Miyushev. But if you have a choice, which are not the most important in Shmones and Chazor HaSashatz? This is a Takonas Chazal, that you should be Yoitze, a Tzibur should be Yoitze, not Kia Shofar Stam, but Kia Shofar is within a verbal description, which is Malchus Zichron Tzeshuvos. Malchus Zichron.
Why wouldn't we say the bracha of Shofar before?
Machloekes Arishonim. It's a very important thing. The Balamor, the big Machloekes Arishonim. The Poshup Shat is that you say that there's not a Hefsek. That's why we don't talk. The issue of talking is about those three. See, Minak Sfard follows the Minag of Dari, and there is some. Perhaps goyim that they did on the shtilos shmones tkiyas, but those shtilos shmones are nothing.
They did it what?
They did tkiyas during the quiet shmones.
We do it during
the when we do the quiet shmones, and then the Sfar does it. Is the Arizal to be oiled the tefillas? There were some rishonim that perhaps did that also, but it doesn't
those
mean
30 are the same as the 40.
As the 40 are tkiyas.
So it's a skip.
It's a skip. So that's why people. I want to make sure that people understand that. Kias demoimet. If somebody is sick and has a choice of going demiyushev or demoimet, you should go always demoimet. We do. That's why it becomes a big issue because we do shtei neshimas. Technically, should be neshimachas, but we do that anyway. Yoyoitze, so you do that. But Reb Chaim Brisker, because of that, switched it and he did the first set of kias be shtei neshimas, and the second set, which is demoimet, be shimachas. Right? And people, that's a common mistake.
Let's go over that again. let's do that.
Shulchan Aruch, we pass it. The Ramo. According to the Ramo, we pass it simple. We say Nishima Achaz, Yushov, Shtei Nishima, the Miomid. That's it. Now, even though the Miomid is more Hoshov, so you could say on second, you know the Shtei Nishima is not the Kule Alma. Bedieved Nishima Achaz works for everybody. Shtei Nishima doesn't work. Right, machloekes Hashem in town, so it doesn't work.
So the first set when they're making the bracha is
Shnei Neshima. Is the Shema Achas. We pass to the Shema Achas.
And the Shtila Shmona Esrei, Shnei Neshimas.
Do whatever you want. No, Neshima Achas. You should do Neshima Achas.
And
the Neshima Achas. Shtei Neshimas. Right. And Chazor HaSashatz, it's a very important service for us. Technically, it's the most important. Right? But you see some, the reason I'm saying this is because you're going to see the Yavetz.
Wait, the so Yavetz. Let's go to Ashkenaz. The Chazor HaSashatz is Shtei Neshimas?
Shtei Neshimas. Okay. Right, that's how we pass. Okay. Right, that's how we are going to go. We're going to follow the minhag of the yeshivas, the minhag of the ramo, the minhag of the shapurah. Now, kosav ayayvetz, called sofek kia leachmir, mishum sofek deraisa. Sofek kia is sofek deraisa. You have to do it again. Mishnah Berurah says, even though this year we don't have the first day, we have only the second day, mitzad yom harichta is also sofek deraisa. But he says, ube meumed lehakel. But sofek de meoimed, is lahakel, even though it's the most chosh of it kiyas, since you're already technically yoitze, sofik is lahakel. Okay? But, im efshar yisakin, technically, if you're misakin, you should be tzakin. Now, v'nire shim chelek matzibu shomer rak moibet, but it's very possible, I told you, look at technically, if you have a sick person that can go to the miyushev or the miyoymed, which one should you choose? The miyoymed. So you have to be careful, there might be people that are being yoitze the raisa, not the miyoymed. And therefore, you have to be machmir. Kigon cholim v'nashim, yesh lachzor gam b'tkiyas d'goyimet. So technically, you should go back always in tkiyas d'goyimet also. Right? So this is the tkiyas d'goyimet is only the rabbanan now, because you're yoitz and the raisa. But technically, the most choshev.
Right.
No! No. That, I'm going to say, tkiyas d'goyimet is the
shkiyas.
Let's go now, and that's why it's so important to get the names right. Tkiyas d'goyimet are the tkiyas before. The Shtila Shmona Esrei Sfard are called Kiyos and Nesofis. Those are extra Kiyos. Those are extras. These 30 Kiyos in between for Minhaga Sfard is the same halachic status as the 40 Kiyos after Shmona Esrei. They're called Kiyos and Nesofis. Kiyos de Meoimed is the skia that the Chazan blows during Chazor HaSashatz. On that one is only the Rabona because you use the Raisa. Technically, Sofik should be okay. Fix it. But people fix it anyway because since they're most choshevet kiyos, you could assume that some sick people or women are only coming for the meoimed. Right? Because that's a choice. You only come to the meoimed. Anybody? Okay. And then we have Eitza. I'm going to skip it. So his Eitza is to continue to say it, but do whatever you want. Yesh oim shim emza seder shoma kol shevet desa somok. Das shita sa mechaber is if you heard at kiya or any voice of shofar in between your blowing. Now, clearly we're talking about the tokea, but the same aloha applies the chor for the shomea also. It's machloikis, but you could answer me. Yes. Afshalo iskaven nishmo l'shem mitzvah. Even though you don't want to be yoitza with that voice, and even if you say I don't want it, if ain't no yoitza nishmo klal, you don't want to hear. Lo yetsa dechayim. The problem is that your shofar is a hefsek, you have to go back and blow it. So in other words, you could be forced. Machloek is Magrav Rom and the Shulchan Aruch. Mishavura says you should be machmi like the Shulchan Aruch, he says here. Before he says it doesn't make a difference. You could be sobech on the Magrav Rom, but you are sobech on the Shulchan Aruch. So in other words, if you hear, and that's why this year is very relevant. For people, it's more relevant for people outside. If you hear a tkiya in between, it destroys the seder. You have to go back.
Now, is this only
going to
be by the
Yerusha,
or this be even by the Drabonans?
Even by the Drabonans. Is Machlokes, it's a good pasuk. The Aloch is like this. Let me tell you this story. This is Machlokes, the Mechaber, in Magen Avraham. This is the famous Machlokes. Magen Avraham says, doesn't understand. If you don't want to be Yerusha, what is Zayasek? Shchonor says Zayasek. No, it's Magen Avraham and Magen Avraham against the Mechaber. There's no Ramon. Now, Mishabura says in that simon that we lekatchilan berocha we pass like the Mechaber. We have to be machber like the Mechaber that is a hefsek. However, before, if anybody learned before, the Magen Avraham Mishabura passes the Bedieved, it could be soyuch on the Magen Avraham because Magen Avraham is a
locha. It's only listening in the middle of the
Kiyah. You shouldn't go to the bathroom.
It's only in the middle of your
it's
set.
It's on the middle of your set.
It knows you can go in between. It's only in the middle of your set.
Oh, in the middle of my set.
Yeah.
Tara.
Yeah, in the middle of your head.
in the middle of the Zechronos, you shouldn't walk.
Exactly.
No, middle, was in the middle of hearing the Kiyah?
The middle of the Kiyah, the middle of the set. From Kiyah to Kiyah. Yes, only that one. According to the Mechaber, why doesn't it work? That's a great question. That's Magen Avraham's question, right? There are different reasons. I don't want to confuse everybody, but there is a reason. There is a reason to say, let's not confuse everybody. Let's take
only the middle of the set.
When you say the middle of the set,
you
went
to the
head.
Not the set of Kiyah, Shvorim, Kiyah.
Yeah, that's it.
Right, Kiyah, Shvorim, Kiyah. Kiyah, Shvorim, Kiyah. Okay. Let me explain to you. Okay, let's go back and let's go now to talk about this. When we talk about Hefseks, right? The Hefseks is only what's called in one line. You realize that we have 10 lines, right? I'm sorry, 9 lines
nine.
We have. 9 lines we have. Every line in between, that's a Hefsek. Kol Shein, Tzorich, and etc. Within the 30, within the 9 lines, technically should not be a Hefsek. But there is a Ramban who holds that there is a Hefsek. So therefore, the Minhag HaYeshivas is that Tkiyos Demei Yoishev. If you can make no mistake, or you could let the mistakes go, you allow it to be able to have 30 without any Hefsek. That's the Muslim Kachilah. We have 30 Kachilah. The 30, which means the 9 lines. Without any hesek, 3 sets. If you could have that perfect, you're yotze l'kulei alma. So therefore, the minag of meal, as an example, that all the chumras to go back, right, is exactly the opposite of the ayvetz, that you go back on the me'oive, because it's more chashuv. And what are you gaining by not going back? That's what Shuvah the Shevet says. If I'm mistaken, that's what he says. So he says that this is the minag of the yeshivas. So the makrim, not to be machmir, to go back so much in the first set of kiyas, even though it's the raisa, because by not going back, you gain one shita, which is the Ramban, that everything is one. But you should not go back there.
Perfect world, perfect world.
Perfect world.
I'm assuming they don't say he rots in between the mitzvah.
Like you don't correct the mistake.
You correct if it's a mistake, but if it's a shiloh of a mistake, because you realize that we spoke too much and there's so many shilohs that you tried to correct, that in the end you could lose more than you gain. So technically, that's it. Meaning, I'm not sure if you don't do rov, should be that club here or no. That's only in Yerushalayim, but not in Yerushalayim can do that. Huh? Taf, Kuf?
Taf, Nun, Vav.
Good. Taf, Nun, Vav. Okay. Excellent. Vishamati, excellent. Thank you very much, Lozan. Vishamati, Shivishivat Mir, Ein Machzirim et Abal Tokem, Nesataut Kalavi, Kyo Dimiyushan. In Kyo Dimiyushan, I say, if there is a slight mistake, they don't go back. Unless it's a psulei karadin, unless there is, if sorry, you go back, right? You have to go back. But if it's only one shita, ela gomrim et ha-shloisha sdorim, to go, you go through the entire thing, kedei latzet gam shita sidi harishoinim shesuim shastorim me'akvim zetzet. The shitas harishoinim, who hold the Ramban, that you need the 30, right? Ubesiyum shloisha sdorim, toigim zetzet ha-noisam. And then, afterwards, if there was a sofek or anything, you add afterwards and say that just to make up to that one. Kishashloma kishakosh rak medievet.
Truthfully, we don't blow any extras here.
No, yes, but he says ve'ine avsheitza zu nechoina misvora. It suddenly makes a lot of sense. Mikom mokom ein lasos kem mokom shamakru tam tchochum. You have to do it. Back to tchochum. But technically, but why am I mentioning it? That the first 30. People should avoid going to the bathroom or anything else to listen to somebody else. Because if you listen at Kiyah in between, even though technically it's only a problem within the 10, if you want to be oita and shita zozu shoinim, you have to be marked with the during the 30 you should listen. So, the issue of having no other Kiyahs that we should avoid is in the first set of 9 lines. Because otherwise you're not oita going to zozu shoinim. Is that clear? So in other words, this issue of a tkia, it's called a orphan tkia, that you hear somebody else's tkia, that destroys, it's only a problem, and it is a problem, in a line. But, lekatchila, ki es debiyoshev, the first nine lines should be perfect, hopefully go quickly if you go, but not to listen to something else. The big issue is if you listen to something else.
Wait, and you're saying that if you hear it in Korfin Kia in between the first line and the second line, then you should repeat the first line?
The first line? Also, no, you should.
Then if you make a mistake, then you should be going back. I mean, even if you hold...
Exactly right. So those are certain we don't know. But that's
so
a problem.
Do you use Mechaber holds that way?
No.
No, so in, even the Mechaber, the most you have to repeat is from the
beginning. On the line.
Right.
On the line, absolutely. But I told you, if you want to be Yoitz according to those Rishonim, they are Makim. Yes. Then you have to be careful, because if others, you have to go back all the way.
So but either three. Each line of three or four?
Or the whole unit.
Is that even if the Tzkiya is distinguishable, that it's not from this room?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the whole
thing. Yes. That's that is an unbelievable Chumar of the Mechaber. Now, because the Mechaber, Magen Avraham asks, it says, doesn't make any sense. If you don't want to be Yoitza with this, why should it be a problem? Right? You don't control that.
And now you find yourself in the middle of the first 30.
People, that's it. That's the problem of davening outside. There are many issues of davening outside. You realize, I don't want to say, but if you know the halachas, it's not simple. But Ilchus Shofar is one halachas. Put it on the road, remember before. Is the one mitzvah that I know in Kol HaTorah Kula that you are called a hostage. Right? In other words, I know the halachas. I come here and I'm hostage to the show. Because whatever the show does, that's what I have. I don't have any other mitzvahs that I'm a hostage on. I don't take anybody else's things, right? But Shofar, you're a hostage. Lozer, you're a hostage. Because if the guy down outside decides to blow, you could have Kavona Hof say, stop it, please. And it doesn't work for the father.
No,
listen,
we don't
it's
hear.
It's very Nogia.
We haven't heard any yet.
Yaki says he could inside in here.
And oh, even, yeah, I'll tell the Rov something that I'm going to say something not going to be very popular, because the Rov mentioned they are going to blow Shofar outside the tent, right?
Sure.
Yeah, because this is a Taz. There's a Taz also, it's a very complicated issue. Because this is an issue in all these multi-structures. Because Kol Havora, you're not Yoitze if it's a echo of the Shofar. Now what defines an echo? That's a very true. It could be because there are no walls. But the Taz.
It's one lot. It's all one property.
Yeah. No, the problem is because you have to make sure the way to do it, I told the Rav, is just to listen if the call is any schwacher. If somebody cannot distinguish the two of them, it's no problem.
Yeah, it's fine.
Right? Because even it's a shiloh, they talk about the different roofs. Some people have like the shoes, and the shoe has like up and down, up and down, up and down. All because it's not a flat roof. So the question, like here, so the question is, the best way to do it is to see if there is a distinguishable difference between blowing there or blowing here. If there is a distinguishable difference, then the Romans decide if to follow the Taz or not. No? No. So the only one issue is to listen to somebody else's keys outside.
That's right. I'll stand right outside and go inside. It's right next to
me. Why there? Why not out here?
Start from there. You're closer.
I'm sorry to get you guys, because this is... Because I know that people try to mock like the stars. There's a thousand. To know these halachas, see that anybody else here is gewalding that we are doing this to discuss these halachas to know.
Don't go too far.
Perfect.
It's fine. I think it's okay. But again, so the only thing was that you have to make sure that nobody blows anything else. No.
Honestly, at the end of the day, Magen Avraham, a guy standing in the middle, he has it. This is Magen Avraham. I mean, it's not the end of the world.
For sure. Mishnah Brura by us says, let me just read to you. Okay, guys, I know that this is.
And the guy hears the tekiah at the end of the list, right before the tekiah gedolah, again the guy blows it, you're not going to have 30?
Yes. Here's the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let me just read the Shulchan Aruch. And the siman is Staf Kuf Tzadik. The end of Staf Kuf Tzadik. And I'll tell you after it's beyond to see how the Oilam answer is. See here. Oshe taka achar trua tkia ki misasek sheloi leshem tkia. Vihifsik bina trua la tkia. Okay. So he says, becholelo have hefsek vihifsik gam tkia arishoina.
That's the guy himself.
Yes, the guy himself. Okay. Now. Kemisasek, I mishomo shekasav l'shem again Avrom. To be called mokum lekatchila bevaday tov lochush ledasa vechaber. Ve'al ken, tzorech lizor b'mokum shebatiknisiot kufin ze etzel ze, if you have shows which are close to each other, shelo yitkiu bebit hakneset achat ad shigmuru ba'acheret. I mean, you have to be careful that the tkiah should be at different times. Dim lo ken lo yishmu lo aseder, because otherwise you have this break. Even though you don't want to hear, we call mokum ledasa mechaber afilu shoma kimisasek. That's the blue. Afilu shoma kimisasek hifsit at kiyis sheshoma. Right, that's the big one. The problem is, I'll tell the wrong, if you want to see, I think he quotes it also, 27. I think he quotes it also. Om na mishlabru aleil tafkuf peches. And the problem is Tavkuf Peches, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Mechaber, the Magen Avraham, and there he says the Magen Avraham, the halacha is like him. I put it here aside. Davka b'shalom shvilo d'zeh gora mesech hadas, and he says, ulechare achad achada kishibav kolache b'skal klatzid, if agav de hu be'atzvo lo isoka, v'kol mokom lo kivin lotzes, v'al ken im shoma kol shoifer, shbotu kol shlish hakoyles. But he only says kivin lotzes. So he only passed like the Magen Avraham. So everybody has to steal. He just told you the Katkira should be Machmir. Absolutely. And the same thing. Now, Sfarad also.
They only have 10.
No, you have 30. Say, please.
30 is the Chazar Zashat. You call them
all. No, see, but no. But all the 30 on the Shtilo Shmoneh Esrei also counted. Doesn't matter. Now, Masu be called Shoifa. It doesn't matter. The Hafsok and the Rishonim are talking is a Kol Sheder Roy. But if it's not a hefsek of koilis, it doesn't matter.
Any other 30 could be mafsik.
Any 30 together that you don't have a hefsek or a mistake could be mafsik, could be dross. Yes. The third last 40 is very easy. Minhag Ashkenaz has done very quick. It's one of the great models of Minhag Ashkenaz. You have 40 again, you could try. And people are not so tense, so it's easier to get it right. My view is easier to get right the last ones than the first ones. the listeners are tense.
But Macra has to be tense. I agree with that.
Okay, and he says also, everybody asks, I see that he asks also for the Mishnah Berurah before. The Mishnah Berurah before is a stira. I see the Dirsh also. But we pass, like the Biro Aloch says here, the Fairish should be Machmer. The Katkhila, yeah. Okay, so a couple things more that he goes on. Now,
We'll have to make sure we communicate with the follow-up. We communicate with Menachem's backyard.
Are you going to hear Menachem's backyard from here?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's house plus it's behind his house.
Yeah,
I think
so.
I don't know. Want me to go test it? You want me to go test it?
Okay.
You want me to show you for that?
Yeah, we have to tell them also because I'm not sure if they know that locha. Here, Lazo, you know the locha. It goes to blow again. But
can't distinguish that it's a full shoulder. It's like
then you go into the Taz. That's the Taz. The Taz says if the Kol Shofar has changed, it's called Kol Havara.
That might be a different thing. They were talking about. Is the call that's a heaven? You're talking about a call, these might be two different things.
Yeah. But if he is a skull shofar, that you don't distinguish a real shofar.
I don't know, I'm not convinced it's the same.
Yeah, it could be not.
Call me when you hear that as well, then I'll call
you. Yeah, I told you, this is the problem.
We pass him out with the kula?
Which one?
Like the
pass. I told you, that's the problem. It's not the kula, it's not the kuma.
He's using it the kula. I'm saying, you're using it the kula now.
Yeah.
So you
had to
say that the
kula. He does. They call it, I will show you. Somebody says, I did not make it up. Because I do sometimes make up things. But this one, not. I'm not sure if I'm not going to make it up. He says like this. Let me just show you what he says. I think he says. Give me a second.
He called Menachem. Let's
see. Shouldn't be shit.
I hear it.
Yeah.
That's a huge problem.
That's not him.
Needs a transmission.
I need to decipher if that's a chauffeur or not. So I'm scared you don't know.
I know.
No, you know if you see it.
Yeah, I do that. Vima kolot chalushim machmat shenishmei midashtion korv mamish. What happens if the voice of the shofar that you hear is very, very weak? Vima koilos o machmat shachalonot beitzeshmu skurim, and because all the windows are closed. Dasam Shmuel Kabinetsky is safer, kovis alochis, sheyesh lehakel, betziruf ledasa taz, because it takes the taz, my taz, yes. So they take the Taz, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky takes the Taz Lekula. I told you, this Taz is a Taz that is such a problem. The people who are machmir on the Taz. But he's taking the Taz Lekula.
Okay, well, all right, he's going to blow now. No, he had to get there.
Does he know how to blow?
He has a shofar.
I have another shofar.
Oh yeah, call him. Tell me you're gonna blow to him. Maybe you have a stronger.
Yes,
he has the better shofar.
Okay. Ask if he was able to blow.
We heard nothing. Could you tell me if you hear Mike? You mean you didn't do it yet?
Needs a connection open, Yogi.
So let's do it the other way.
But did you know that you stick to the dash and run that you take the
shot?
Cool.
So you'll tell me?
If you're not blow, yeah.
Yeah, but I have to hang up.
This surfer is very loud. Tell me if he listens. Just tell him to.
If we were diving, we probably wouldn't even realize that it's happening.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
You could know the difference between the muffler and the kia. Come on.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good point, because also the noise of the people davening. Well,
you know,
even if everybody's quiet, you have 150 people.
That's right. When they're quiet, we're still davening.
Right.
Meaning, but the ones who are listening.
Right.
We all have a problem at the same
noise.
Time.
Right. If we were making noise, if we were davening right now.
It's all at the same time.
There's some places the
three or 75%
chance
we don't hear.
Kibas
says, yes.
Yes. Yes. Our Rav does that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that takes care of the clock.
Yeah, common kibas.
It's better to.
Right.
You don't need a clock. In those cases,
it's a very good idea.
If you got a match to go back, it's still good to clap.
Did you hear?
I heard yours. Yeah. Faintly, but I definitely heard it.
First of all, one idea that doesn't even say, like the Rav does. To note Kia Kama Kia Basra, it's a Kia Kia Kama Kia Kia Basra. You know, you could be mechala between Kia Kama and Kia Basra, the way how you.
The only shaila is, so at the 30, you're showing me even the middle. You hear that Kia in the middle of your set.
That's the problem, Tony. I brought down the Shmuel Kamenetsky. He takes the Taz, that I mentioned, he got the Taz, the Kula. So since the Taz doesn't hold it, that's a Kyo Shoifer, because now you're going to take out of so in Shmuel Kamenetsky, right, so with the Evid, you could be Shoifer. That's not Masik. So in other words, a faint call Shoifer. Since according to the Taz, it's faint, and it changes the call, so that's not a call Shoifer, it's called an echo is not. So the Taz is Kumra, is being used here, the Kula. But the Mishavura says you have to be machmir on the Taz the Chumra.
So how long is it a koyach?
A koyach is statement with what havoras mashmir. How long it takes?
If people take different lengths.
So the way how to do it, how we decided to do it, is on Shulchan Aruch Shoyfer.
Yeah. Are they recording the last picture or not?
But the way how to do it, your marker or your...
No, I know how to get a sound out, but I put it now and I'll put my wife,
and I can make a sound. So, the way how to do it, But the Katsura, you should push Shul. Shul in big people. It's not also.
It's called
Now, Shvor. Shvor, it is shorter than three. So let's go finish it. Guys, please. Let's go just finish it 2 seconds. This way people can go. I'm not going to talk about the chatzitza or anything like that. Okay, again, choyle shall fall of shnei sharuyas. Meaning, this is the famous shalem. There is a choyle. I'm moving now to Seif Pei Aleph. No. First, before that, Ein Aleph, people. That's important. My mistake. No. Guys, we're just jumping. Let's go first to page Lamed Hei, Seif Samet Ches.
Samet Ches.
Lamed Ches. לאות לב אסמת חד יש נוהגים שתוקים את השעת בניקים האחז ונדעו בנשימה האחז דמקר יש שבורים תרועה בבס האחז יש שבורים תרועה ושתי נשימה זה מפסיק והשבורים תרועה אוקיי, כדי להזכיר that's a good idea and a good the אלף המוגן, right? הרבלה פיאנוס used to do that also
if you separate between the
שבורים תרועה או שבורים תרועה Okay, we have been doing the way to do it.
The fingers are not good because the Baal Tokeya might not be looking at his fingers. You know, he's listening to
it.
Before each set,
yeah.
Now, he says it's all in sync, the whole set.
Yes.
So at the moment, it's a middle
hand. Now,
you just got to know what one is and what two is.
And now, this is the important part of it.
One is combined, two is separated.
That's true.
The Makri has to say it slowly. And you have to be careful that the Makri does not announce that Kia while the Tobalto Kia is still blowing.
So like I promised last week, the Makri has to say it quickly.
Yeah, but he has to wait. Right. Which the idea is that it has to be, in other words, the Balto Kia has to start only after the Makri, because not to interrupt Makri, because otherwise you cause the Makri not to be answered.
There's some Balto Kias that start early.
Exactly right. That they are rushing to do the mitzvah. But the Baal Makri also has to be careful. Yossi. But the Makri also has to be careful that you're only koire after he finished. You have to wait for him to finish. Okay, don't say in between. גם לאחר שהתוקה לא יזדר, אז יויסי מידה להקרצת קיה בו, אלא ימתי מעט עד שאירי שהתוקה המעשי דוישם. And also, when he finishes, you should wait to make sure, Yossi and everybody else, to make sure that he, what you call, had a breath between the tkias. Because the tkias need to be mamusak with a breath. We spoke about it, right? Between the tkia, the shmorim, the tkia and the tkia, you need to breathe between.
You have to actually inhale, it just means there has to be enough time that he could fully
inhale. Exactly, right. It has to be really separate. Likatkhila should be always inhale, right? Because here it's very important to be separate.
But okay? You don't have to add on your time to wait. You could call it out and he'll start when he's ready.
Yeah, but just to make sure.
Yeah.
When he's ready.
And that's what they say, everybody has to do slowly and carefully. This is a mitzvah. This year we have only one day. And everybody's being soymech on the mitzvah from people. So people, they have to do it in the best way possible. No rush, no nothing. Baruch Hashem. Now, the next one is list. This is important. Yikaven atokea l'shem mitzvah shofar. What kavona should you have? You have the Baal Tokea, needs to have a kavona to mitzvah shofar, which is both shmia and kia. Now, you don't have to be mechaven with the derais of the rabbonim. The kavona, as long as you're yoitzer, rak she'kovea k'nitzer. We have him, now you have to be moitzi, but kiyas b'brochas. Now, Rabbi Lapian,
what you just said, the last thing.
And the only thing is, you have to be kavona to be moitzi, people with the brochas.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing is, I'm going to tell you, this is Rabbi Lapian's minhag, is to say that the people should be mechaven to be yoitzer with both shmia and kia, to be yoitzer to all the rishonim. So in other words, some Rishonim Rama holds mitzvah shmiya, some other Rishonim hold the mitzvah is tkiya. So the Rabbi Yehuda Pian was used to say,
it's better just say yotzei mitzvah shofar.
Shofar, yes. He was used to say tkiya and shmiya, because mitzvah shofar, people have already big assumptions.
You can't be yotzei mitzvah shofar without shmiya.
Yes.
So why do you have to
get used to you do the kia for him?
They are doing the kia for him. Because many Rishonim, including Rabbi Chaim, that's Rabbi Chaim explains in the Kutu Rambam, that the tkiya is also chalak of the mitzvah.
Yeshiva is by
Rabbi Yehuda
Pian.
Here is
confused. Here
to say Mr. Shofar. Yes, that's it. Some
people
not understand what you mean, but one or the other Mr. Shofar. Okay, and that is basically this whole story.
Okay.
And just to make sure, again, don't forget the breathing, the size of the kiyas, the size of the shvarim, right? The hasokas. So neshima.